You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Sheffa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, any encounter with revelation, any encounter with something being revealed, demands immediately a consideration of something being concealed. One of the fundamental elements of what our tzaddikim have taught us throughout the generations, something that the Ramak brought down from the Zohar HaKadosh, and something that the Arizal took mufurash from the mouth of the Ramak, is a notion that is stated as follows. That when it comes to Kedusha, ha-he'elem hu ha-gidloi ve-ha-gidloi hu ha-he'elem, the concealment is disclosure and the disclosure is concealment. And what I'd like to try and do is think a little bit about what this concept might mean for us in the context of how we live our lives in the day-to-day. When it comes to the creation of the world, what we're taught and what we're taught to believe and what we align our beliefs with is the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite presence was everywhere and it saturated every possible space of possibility. And that prior to any minimization or contraction of that light, the intensity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinitude was so strong that nothing could exist. There was absolutely no room for anything else other than the infinite light of God, so to speak. The entire purpose of creation, the entire goal of creation is predicated upon the very simple fact that when something is too revealed, there is no room for revelation. And therefore, counterintuitively, the first act of creation, so to speak, on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol, was an act of contraction, an act of constriction, an act of concealment, of hastara, of hester. Because it's only when the full presence of something is removed and there's room for something other than that full presence, that's when we can begin talking about something other than godliness. It's only in the concealment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinitude that there could be a revelation of the concept of something finite. And this notion of how we look at the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world and how we look at our own lives in this world, needs to reform for us everything that we know about ourselves. Because when we speak about concealment, our tendency is to speak about concealment by way of negation. We look at concealment as an act of privation. We look at concealment as a removal of something that was present and now it's not present. Concealment is something being hidden, which means that it's no longer present. It's covered over whatever it is that's hiding it. And until it's revealed, it doesn't have a status of anything real. We conceive as presence as something real, something that is revealed, something that I have access to. And the opposite of revelation, concealment, means the absence of something. It means nothingness, nullity, nothing, zero. And what our tzaddikim force us really to encounter right away, and this is rooted in Tyrus Moshe, obviously, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's entire secret to us. What we're learning is that, yes, we encounter concealment. Yes, we encounter the removal of things. We encounter something that appears to be a vacuum or a void. But in truth, what we have to reframe ourselves towards is how we think about a void, how we think about concealment, how we think about absence. Because instead of thinking about absence as the absence of a presence, meaning to say that instead of thinking about absence as the removal of something that was once there and now the empty space that remains in the voided sense of that thing, we have to start thinking about absence as the presence of absence, meaning to say that it's the presence of a concealment, but it's still a presence. That concealment is never the removal of something completely because there is no removal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinitude is still ever present as it always was. The infinite can't be moved. And therefore concealment, instead of thinking about it as an an actual removal, God forbid, or an actual hiding of something, what we can conceive of it as is the revelation of something that hides. Meaning to say, like the Leshem Shabba Vachaloma describes the Tzimtzum, it is the hisgalus of the Koyach HaMastir or in Sof Kavyachol. It is the revelation of the potential towards concealment as it emerges from within the infinite. Meaning to say that when I look at concealment, instead of seeing nothing and instead of finding absolutely nothing and digging and digging and digging and find myself exhausted because I can't find anything, concealment and absence is just another opportunity to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu by way of concealment and absence. Concealment and absence is not the hiding or the removal of the infinite, God forbid, but rather it is a further expression of the infinite, and it's the most radical and paradoxical one in the sense that the infinite is so infinite that it can express itself in the finite concealment that appears to block the very infinitude that finitude is coming to cover over. And our role, our job as Bnei Yisrael, as the Yesh, Reish Lamed Aleph Sha'arim, the origination of the Tzimtzum, our job is to begin to look at concealment in a different way. Instead of finding absence and despair and emptiness, what we come in contact with is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when I come to realize that Afilu Bahastara Shabatoicha Hastara Bevade Sham Nimsa Hashem Yisbarach, there's two ways to understand Rabbi Nachman's statement. It could be that if I dig down deep into the concealment enough and I dig and I dig and I dig, then I'll get rid of concealment and I'll come to find revelation. But that mindset is still stuck in the idea that concealment is something negative. It's a negation of presence. But if we look at it from a Yichud Ilah, from an upper unity where we realize that Simsum Eino Kepshuto, then we come to understand that concealment is just another expression of godliness, albeit by way of concealment. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his miraculous power of the Pele Elyon, has enabled himself, Kavyachol, to reveal himself by way of what seemingly is the absence of him. And all that we need to do is tap into that apparent absence of godliness and realize, well, this is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from this upper perspective, when we say, in the words of Rabbi Nachman, "Va'afilu b'hastara shebetoicha hastara b'vadei sham gam nimsa Hashem Yisparach," it doesn't mean that if I dig down deep into the concealment, I'll come to find revelation, but it means that in the concealment and the concealment of the concealment itself, I've come to understand that this too is revelation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself by way of concealment. And when I tap into that concealment, I'm not touching the absent trace of some ancient god that has removed itself, kavyachol chas v'shalom, but rather I am touching a very expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am touching the element of the Tzimtzum, which is a gilui nifla that emerges out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the absence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what the tzaddikim describe as kahadein kamsa de levushe min ayubei, like the locust whose exoskeleton emerges out of itself, meaning to say the exoskeleton or the shell of this locust, which appears to cover over and protect the locust, concealing the inside, is in truth emergent from the very inside itself. It's not something separate and apart from what it's coming to block, but rather it's an expression of that which is coming to block, to the point that the Tzimtzum itself is a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just another iteration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world, but it's a presence by way of concealment. Now, once we reorient ourselves towards understanding concealment, not as the absence of presence, which is a negation or a privation and the source of all of the symptoms that come along with nihilism and emptiness, but rather it's the presence of an absence. It's an expression of a koyach ha-gvul mitoich ha-bilti gvul, of the power of limitation, as Rabbeinu Azriel taught us, from within the unlimited itself. Or it's the gilui of the koyach ha-mastir, which is a koyach echad me'akadosh baruch hu, like the Leshem says, or it's a revelation of the concealing frame that allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself. So once we have this reframing, we can say, okay, we don't have to be so afraid of concealment anymore. But seemingly, concealment still remains on a secondary level underneath that of revelation. But going back to what the Ramak and the Arizal told us beforehand, which is that the He'elem is the Gilui and the Gilui is the He'elem, that concealment is revelation and revelation is concealment, there seems to be a certain implication that perhaps hidden within concealment itself is a greater potency of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression. And this we see Muthurash Yatze Mekol HaTzadikim. The Balatanya writes in Ma'amarim HaMilukotim from the Balatanya and in Yanim, he writes as follows. He speaks of the Shoresh HaKelim that are Gavoyim and Ha'or. And this is an idea that's expressed in countless, countless, countless places in Hasidus, especially in the writings of Rav Aaron Halevi, as the Tzaddik Rav Yitzchak Maya Morgenstern Shlita makes so clear to us over and over and over again, that the koyach of the kelim on a certain level are higher than the or, because to conceal takes a greater expression of self than to simply reveal. That revelation comes easily. Revelation is the natural expression of the infinite. But to conceal the infinite itself, the infinite's capacity, kavyachol, to conceal itself so that it appears to be absence and only expressed by way of finitude, that demands a further expression of the self, a koyach yoter atzmi, as the Rebbe Roshab describes it. And the shorish of the kelim, or the shorish of the mesach, the shorish of the partition that blocks our access to pure infinitude, is in truth a higher expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light than the expression of revelation itself. Now, ultimately, the goal is to come to a place of revelation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, Kichoy Katoiv Lehetiv, and everything is going to be in the Niskala with the coming of Mashiach. But in the end of the day, what we know fundamentally is that there will always be a kernel of concealment that rests above whatever we can grasp in terms of revelation. That kedushasi lamalim kedushasechem, and so in spite of the fact that revelation is more powerful in terms of the content that it offers us than concealment, nevertheless, concealment offers us a greater potency of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression, and therefore a greater expression of the self as well. Something that revelation does not offer us. This koyach of tzimtzum, this koyach to be quiet, which reveals something more powerful than the ability to speak, this description of a power of withdrawal and holding back rather than an expression of moving forward, that the withdrawal itself expresses a more fundamental expression of the self. This leads us to a place where we find from the tzaddikim that encountering a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a place of concealment is of a loftier level to a certain degree than of encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a place of revelation, as the Baal HaTanya famously said, that Kein b'kodesh chazi sicha lirois uscha l'chvoidecha, that in the times of the Mashiach, in the times of revelation, in the times where concealment is apparently absent, even though concealment will never fully be absent, as we're going to see, because again, nothing is ever fully revealed except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinitude, the Mechuyav HaMetzias, we can never be grasped by human beings. And therefore, whatever level of expression and revelation we come to, we will always come to a loftier level of not knowing, which will lead us to another attempt to know, and then not knowing. But concealment will always reign supreme. As the Baal HaTanya points out, this is why Megillas Esther is not going to be mevutel, not going to be nullified, even though all of the other Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to be nullified, because there will always remain an irreducible kernel of concealment, Megillas Esther, that Nekudah of Hester, which is not a symptom of concealment in the sense that it's a removal of something, but it's the fundamental truth of the fact that the highest revelation is that of concealment. And when we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the concealment, what it forces us into is to toss away all of the chachma and all of the idea and come to a place of emunah kepshuta. Because the only thing that a person can do when they face the ultimate element of concealment is the emunas chabalelos. As Rabbi Nachman describes, that emunah is by definition a concealed thing, meaning if it's a revealed thing, then it's not emunah. And therefore, if I ask myself, or as somebody asks me, or I ask somebody else about what is it that you believe in, if they can describe it, if they could describe the fundamental mechanics of their emunah down to the very last irreducible drop of it, then it's not emunah. Because emunah is circled around, it's soivev, it's the igulim that surround that point of irreducible not knowing. That point within the base itself, which is the Aleph of Anoichi, which is the silent Aleph of Anoichi that beckons throughout history on every level, reminding us that we can't fully grasp the inaudibility of that Aleph, of that Pela Elyon that emerges from Har Sinai. That Anoichi, which the Meishilach points out, is a chaf. Why is the chaf added in the word Anoichi? Why doesn't it say Ani Hashem Elokeichem? We add the chaf because it's the chaf hadimyon, that it's always kimo hadavar, that I never fully grasp the expression of the Aleph. The Aleph is always a little bit removed from me, because that's the Hester, that's the Pele Elyon. But when we come to understand that that's the deepest place to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the entire crux of what the Sefer HaZoyar is coming to do, as the Vilna Gaon Zchus Yogan Aleinu teaches us in his commentary on Safer D'Tzniusa. That Safer D'Tzniusa, the book of concealment, which also can go by the name of Tzniusa D'Tzafer, the concealment of the book, which are two expressions of the very same thing. It's the writing of something that remains concealed and the concealment of something that remains written. That this Safer D'Tzniusa, why is the loftiest place in the Zohar HaKadosh referred to as Safer D'Tzniusa, the Book of Modesty? It's not because what we typically have learned, which is that they're secrets and only some people deserve to see them, and it's revealed to those who are deserving or worthy, and it's unrevealed and hidden to those who are unworthy. That's the way we typically assume Sofer Ditznius. It's a book of modesty, and it has to be hidden away and only revealed fully to those who are worthy. What the Vilna Gaon points out, and other tzaddikim point this out as well, is that ultimately it's a tzafer ditznius, and not because there's something being hidden, but because everything is revealed. And when everything is revealed, what we are forced to come in contact with is the nekuda of tznius, the nekuda of not knowing, the nekuda of something being modest in an authentic and actual way, not modest because there's something that should be revealed but it's hidden, but modest in the sense that even when it's revealed, it remains hidden. Even when it's revealed, because it can't be revealed, because what's being nisgala is the he'elem. It's what the Rebbe Rashab refers to over and over and over as the fullest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being the he'elem ha'atzmi, the essential concealment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the degree that all we can ever grasp is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not. This is what the Rambam teaches us, and this is what the Mekubalim teach us, and this is what the Baalei Chassidus and the Vilna Gaon teach us. Everything is oimed al hasod, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. Everything, the entirety of the world, stands rooted upon and delicately balanced upon secrecy, something being modest and concealed. What's being concealed? Everything is revealed. Why do we call this sod? Why are we referring to it as a secret, as something that's not revealed? Elama, it's an ontological secret. It's not a secret by dint of certain social realities that something shouldn't be revealed or I'm unworthy of having it revealed to me. But it is concealed on an ontological level to the degree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, can only be miskala himself as that which is concealed. Because all I have is emuna and more emuna and more emuna, and every aliyah, every ascent to a place of where I think I know something, I have to then come at the very same moment to acknowledge the fact that I don't know anything at all. That's the Shar Hanun, that's Niskala. It's the revelation that there's an infinite gradations of 50 gates, and every 50th gate of absolute revelation is also, at the very same moment, coming in contact with the fact that Achein Ata Kel Mestater, in truth, you are a concealed God, not a God that conceals his presence, but rather a God who reveals himself by way of concealment. Hidden God in concealment's pavilion, mind withdrawn from all conceiving, cause of all causes, crowned with the crown of Shemayim, they'll offer you the crown, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achein Ata Kel Mestater. Achein Ata Kel Mestater. Leshem Shabbat Vachaloma, at the end of all of his writings in the deepest places, he says that in the end of the day, what can I tell you about what it means to study these ideas? What can I tell you about what it means to be careful about not coming to think that a person knows more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu than we're actually allowed to know? And the Leshem says, I keep in front of my eyes always the words of the Paitan, the words of those Kedoshei Elyon in the Shir HaYichud, in Anim Zemiros. Anim Zemiros Bishiram Erov Keilecha Nafshi Sarog. I am going to create songs for you because my soul yearns after you. Anim Zemiros Bishiram Erov Keilecha Nafshi Sarog. Nafshi Chamda Betzel Yadecha Ladas Kol Ras Sodecha. I want to know everything. I want to know all of your secrets. I want to know everything. I start off with the assumption that I can know everything. Ladas Kol Ras Sodecha. Midei Dabri Bechvedecha. Even as I'm speaking to you, even as I'm speaking about you, I'm yearning after you. I'm yearning. I speak about you. I contemplate you, but I don't know you. I apply language to you. I apply metaphors to you, but in the end of the day, I don't know you. I don't know what you are absolutely. I only know you by way of faith. I only know you by way of emuna. I only know you by way of the Hester. And in that place, in the he'elem ha'atzmi, in that place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to such a degree that it feels like nothing sometimes. Everything is revealed. Everything is revealed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in such a way that it appears to be concealed, which leads us to the reality of this worldliness. There is no greater place in reality to feel the intensity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's concealment, to begin to feel the absence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keili kemi lala azavtani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why have you left me? Again, it's not a radical thing to say. The Arizal, our tzaddikim, tell us Hashem created this world by way of concealment. Memela, the functional rule of this world is concealment. It's a hester, it's a seser, it's a hastara shebetoich hastara, a tzimtzum hakafalu mechupal, a choshech kafalu mechupal, all of the languages that come to seemingly imply the negation of something, the absence of something. And when we understand that Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lios Lodir B'Tachtonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reveal himself specifically down here so that we can chop the Hester, so that we can understand the concealment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we can transform the Hester into a Gilui of the He'elem Ha'atzmi, not a revelation that ends all concealment, but an understanding that allows concealment to be a revelation of all revelations, that there's no place to void of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leis Asar Panimineh. Not even in concealment. Concealment is the deepest expression of you. I find you here as well. And when I can find you here as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that point, the person comes to a place of understanding the secret of Tzimtzum and being mahapich the Tzimtzum, being mevatel the Tzimtzum from within the Tzimtzum. As the Maggid of Mizrich taught the Balatanya, Shamati b'mezhebush, I heard in Mezhebush, that lo yisachalelu Hashem kadshi, do not defile my holy name. What does it mean, do not defile my holy name? Loi ta'asu chalal b'kodshim. Do not make a chalal. Do not pretend to think that the tzimtzum is kipshuto. Do not, God forbid, come to think that there's actual absence. Leis reikonos ba'olam. There is no emptiness in existence, as Rav Yosef Gitalia Schusiog and Elenu points out to us. There is no vacuum. There is only the expression of what appears to be a vacuum. It's the achizas einayim. And again, it doesn't mean to negate the concealment. It means to allow the concealment to become an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expressivity, because there is nothing devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam choyshech lo yashchech mimcha. Even the tzimtzum is a revelation of you. And it's mavli al ra'ayon. And at that point, the person comes to a place of realizing that the Hester itself, that inability to reach the sharnun, is the deepest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then a person begins to find Hashem in this world, in the concealment. Every moment of unfeeling, unconscious wandering of this world, whether it be by way of joy, whether it be by way of difficulty, whether it be by way of consciousness or unconscious, what it means to be a human being, to have partaken of the chet of the Eitz Hadas, to have eaten from the Ilana Desveika, to have forgotten about the secret of the fact that Ein Oid Mulvado Kipshuto Mamish, which is what allows each and every one of us to promise and swear that we're going to be a tzaddik. Because when we know truly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, even in what appears to be absent, then it's easy to be a tzaddik, because then a person comes to realize that I'm with Hashem no matter what. And when we forget that, we fall into this world of Hastara, Shabtecha Hastara, and the job, the avoida, is to be Mahapich the Hester, to reveal the Seser Elyon, and the Arizal, Samech, Tof, Resh, Seser. These are the highest letters. These are the origination of expression. The Shlosha Gvuros of Le'ilam HaMalbush, which give birth to all of revelation, which means that all that which is revealed and all that which is concealed is both simply an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite presence. Both are equal in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'elem v'gam ha'giloi, ha'or v'gam ha'choshech. And when we find ourselves down here in what feels to be Hester sometimes, instead of running away from it, halavai, we should be able to break free of it. But for the moments that we find ourselves stuck in it, let us uncover the ability to reveal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Hester is you also. And when a person comes to understand that the Hester is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Kamarna Rebbe says over and over and over in the name of his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, what he says over is that when a person comes to realize that in the deepest Hester, it's also a Kadosh Baruch Hu, miyad yispardu kol pelayavan. At that moment, all difficulty dissipates and all is revealed to be an expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Achein atak yal mustater, tzafrid etzniusa, the secret of soid. The secret of Soid Hashem Liyareyav, Ubrisam Lahodia. The Soid is revealed. The Soid is revealed. The secret is revealed. But the secret is the Brisam Lahodiyam. It's a covenant. It's something Lamalamitam Vadas. I don't know anything. In the end of the day, it's simply a matter of emuna. It's an emuna that emerges from an encounter with a Hester that David HaMelech lived with. That Hester, that concealment, that feeling of being the Evan Hamasu Haboinim, that low place, that Olam HaAsiya, where concealment is seemingly so present, and then we come to realize it's Haisal Reish Pina, and it's going to be the bedrock of all things, the Evan HaShasiya, the secret of being Mevatel the Tzimtzum in the Tzimtzum, and drawing the Koyach of the Tzimtzum back into its source, which is the revelation that the Tzimtzum is nothing but a Hizgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we can begin to understand the secret of Tzamsem Es Atzmo Bimbadei Ha'arun. Aaron, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, that impossible place of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rosh Tevos, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, to be Nizgala, the kol, Pnima Deloyail, and Deloynishma, the inner voice of Bina that can't be heard and can't be sensed, but rather it is felt deeply in that secret inaudibility of what it means to live in a world of concealment. And in that place, we can be Mahapich everything, Latoiva, and we can encounter a true Hizgalus of the He'elam Ha'atzmi Be'ezras Hashem.
This podcast is supported in part from a grant from the Hadar Institute. The music is by Zusha. The audio engineer is David Kwan. For more from the Shefa Podcast Network, visit our Facebook page and please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.